who's the bitch now, bitches?
What's my name, bitch?
I'm Rick James, bitch.
Hey, bitches.
Hug it out, bitch.
Y'all crazy, bitch.
You bitch.
Bitch to Mitch, brought to you by Zoe's Vicious Circle Custom Tattoos and Piercings. For more info and locations, visit ZVCTattoo.com.
And if you stop in at Zoe's, there's no tariffs on ink right now. We don't know if later there will be.
Okay.
Someday, so he'll set you up right now, tariff-free.
Don't put your tattoo off, because you never know. The price has to go up.
You don't know.
We don't know what's going to happen.
Joe, this bitch to Mitch is partially, I'll need your honesty for this, so we can get it going.
Oh, no.
Yes. Yes, yes.
Can I take one more half day of vacation? Can I go home now?
Too late. You started it. You can't bail halfway. You gotta finish it.
This bitch to Mitch is graduation parties and the likes.
We were just at my graduation party. Are you about to pick on my party?
No, not that we had a bad time or anyone has a bad time, but my first question is, and for the audience, did your son make more money, meaning gifts from people, than you put into the party? All you have to answer is yes or no. Okay.
Does that totally throw off what you were going to talk about today?
I was thinking that was the answer, but I'm not sure.
Okay.
You have a lot of cheap friends, then? What's wrong with that?
No,
a lot of people
no,
there.
No, because here's my point. For a graduation party, we didn't have them when I was a kid.
Yeah.
Nobody had graduation parties in the late 70s that I remember. Maybe someone did, one person, and we all went. I don't remember. But we didn't have graduation parties. You still get dough from grandma and grandpa, godmother, all the aunts and uncles will put a little something in a envelope for you, whether you're going off to college or not. Most kids do go off to college now, but not all.
Yep.
So that was my question is, if you spend more money on the party to have a party for your son or daughter that's graduating high school, and by the way, very few kids don't graduate anymore.
True.
And in the circles that we're in, it's you're going to graduate. So it's
which
not...
one of you asked me if I had cheap friends? Was that you, Borna?
Yeah.
Okay. So think about this. I'm going to put this in perspective just so you have an idea without going into all the dollar figures.
Yes.
Okay. Think about this. On Saturday morning before the party, this is just Saturday morning. There's nothing else that we put into the party. Okay.
Yes.
I went to two different grocery stores, one who was where we were getting some of the food, and then I had to do a beer and soda and ice and snacky things and cookie things and the graduation cake and all that, right?
Yes.
So two different places. I wrote checks totaling around $400 just at those two places.
All right. And
that's with nothing else. Now, if you take the average, what would you guess the average amount in a graduation card is? Average. I'm not talking grandparents, and I'm not talking
your
high school friends. 30 is a good guess. I'd say right around there is about right, okay? So if you average that out, 30 times what? What's 400 divided by 30?
12 and a half.
Yeah.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
But
so 12. Yeah. So let's say 12, 13, 13 cards.
Many kids.
13 cards right there just to cover those two little bits that we took care of that morning.
And many of his friends, of your son's friends, didn't bring cards. They just show up.
Almost none of them bring cards. Because they all go to all each other's parties.
They're just starting out.
So you can't. Yeah, you can't.
Right. No, of course.
If Jake has a couple of good friends, their parents will throw him a 20 or 30 bucks or whatever.
Right.
And I will say this about Joe's is I know it was a good fireworks show. I was there late. You were there early.
Thanks for
I was
telling
late.
Me.
I was there for the fireworks show. It was a good show. And I know that those aren't cheap either.
No. So now you got to
if you're putting out a good fireworks show, I get that that's a lot of money because there's some good artillery there. So much so, Mitch, cops were driving up and down Joe's street trying to find it out, and it was good.
I never knew
good
you were going to have fireworks.
A few other neighbors were doing the same thing, so I don't know if they could pinpoint exactly where it was coming from. But, but no cops showed up, but the fireworks show was good.
And I would have went. I would have sent Debbie home and stayed for the fireworks, certainly.
It was a good show.
I honestly would have, especially if I known you were coming, Born. Yeah. We missed each other.
Fireworks were fun.
All right, so this bitch to Mitch is it worth the time and trouble and hassle? Your kid's going to graduate anyway. It's not like a surprise where you go, oh my God, Jake, you made it. We didn't think you were going to make it. Let's have a party.
Well, slow down.
Okay, maybe not. But for many families,
no, I'm kidding. Of course,
know, you can't make these blanket statements. Sometimes you don't know what their individual situation is. Maybe it is a big celebratory occasion.
Parents know their kid's going to graduate, and to throw a party, is it more for the parents? Is it a waste of time and money?
I'll tell you Okay, before you get it, because I know you want to set up the topic, let me tell you this. When my oldest graduated 3 years ago, and he's going to be a fourth-year college student this year, we got certified mail from the high school saying, your son is not eligible to graduate. This was about a month and a half out from graduation. And to your point, we said to him, no party. If you don't walk across that stage and get your diploma, if you have to go to summer school or make up some class or do something online and you don't walk, you get no party.
Okay.
That's fair.
Now,
right? Don't you think that was fair?
Let me ask you this.
And that's because he was taking an online class that he was blowing off all semester. And at that and he needed it to graduate.
And he crammed and he got it.
He aced it. Yes, right. You're absolutely right.
That's the intelligence of that young fella.
Okay.
Good kid, too, by the way.
Good kid, yeah. You hung out with
him a little bit. Me and Debbie Sue sat with him for a while.
Yeah.
So this bitch to Mitch is it worth the time and trouble and money? And do kids really care? If we can get some callers that are 18, 19, 20, 21 that have had graduation parties, do they really care that they have a party and that they have to sit with grandma and grandpa and aunts and uncles? I know they like to see them, but is it really a thing that kids are dying to have and look forward to? Or is it sort of a pain in the butt for them, too?
Okay.
Are graduation parties something that we overdo as parents?
Okay.
And we shouldn't do it? And do the kids really give a damn?
Okay. I have some thoughts that we'll share throughout the Bitch to Mitch, but yes, let's do it. Sure.
414-799-1029. Call us if you don't care for graduation parties, or if you do.
Afternoons with Joe and Borda, 1029 The Hog.
It's Bitch to Mitch. We're talking about graduation parties as it is that season. Welcome to the program. You're first up. What is your thoughts, your take on graduation parties?
My thoughts would be that the graduation party would be more for the kids to get some cash. If you know your kid's going to graduate, then it's kind of not really that special, you know?
Yes.
But your kid might go into college with, you know, depending on your circle of friends and the parents' friends and everything, they might have some cash for the kid. Me, I didn't have a graduation party. I didn't want one, but I see it less of a kid's thing and more of a parents want to celebrate or whatever. But if the kids want one, they might as well get some cash from the parents' friends, you know?
Yeah, but it's like from stealing from Paul to pay Peter.
That's
or something
my point.
Like that.
I could have probably, to your point, I could have taken all the money mm-hmm. I spent on the party mm-hmm. and just handed it to him. So it's not about getting money out of people. It was about throwing the party and the celebration with the family and the friends for us.
Right.
Because we came out on the wrong end of that deal.
Right. Yeah. All right, thanks for the phone call.
Yeah,
I see what you're saying. You save yourself the hassle then of going through it. Yo, look, here's money, and let's go see Jurassic World.
Right,
and that's it.
How much easier would that have been?
And you can have your mom and dad and the other side of the family over any time, really, and just have a barbecue.
But it's not,
yeah.
We'll take more calls.
Okay, the Hog, graduation parties.
What's your thought?
No, I don't care for them. I just want the money. I graduated in December. I'm 23 from sociology, and I want the money, but I don't care for the party.
Well, now you're graduating college, right?
Oh, you're talking about high school?
Well, yeah, no, I don't think it matters. I think the same thing.
Sure,
it matter.
Both the same thing, but I think as a college grad, do they even have parties for that?
Oh yeah,
sure
I went
do.
To two this year. But high school, you're right. Actually, let me correct myself. High school, I enjoyed seeing my grandma and grandpa getting the hugs and stuff. And actually, presents were cooler than money when I was in high school.
Yeah, yeah. Thanks for the call. I was thinking about that very thing that she brought up. Are we doing this all again when Steven graduates from college? And no, we're not. We're gonna take him out to dinner. And we're going to say congratulations. And if grandparents or something want to get them a little something for their college graduation, we're not doing a big party at the house for college.
Right, and you got another
much
thing.
More of a high school
another
thing,
high school kid that you got to throw a party for now.
Oh my God, I got
two.
One more yet.
All right, 414-799-1029. Bitch to Mitch, graduation parties, are they unnecessary? Do you not want to do them as a parent? If you're a kid or just recently graduated, do you not want one? It's 1029 The Hog. It's 1029 The Hog. Bitch to Mitch, graduation parties. What do you think?
Well, I'm thinking, first off, hey, nice to talk to you again.
You too.
I saw you at the New Berlin golf thing.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, we were out there. Yeah, yeah.
But, you know, when you're talking about buying beer and stuff like, for graduation parties, I think that's not such a good idea.
Really? What are the adults going to drink?
Well, the adults, yeah.
I wasn't buying the beer for the kids.
Yeah, kids weren't drinking.
Let's be real clear. Yeah. Mitch and Borna were drinking my beer. The kids were drinking Mountain Dew and Coke.
I didn't see any high school kids drinking
beer.
Back
in my day, we could figure out a way to freaking get the beer.
Yeah, I know, but that's a whole other topic.
Okay, but goodbye.
Yeah, what are we talking about?
Yeah.
Not even close.
Yeah, we're just talking. We're talking about.
I'm serving everybody. We're feeding the grandparents, the neighbors, the friends. So yeah, the adults are drinking beer, and you know, yes.
And I have that last minute back of my life. I can't, right? It's over.
Nope, the hog's gone, Borna.
It's bitch to Mitch. What do you think about graduation parties?
Well, we did something a little different with our kids. Graduated son last year, daughter this year.
Okay.
Gave them a choice. You want to have a party, invite a bunch of friends over, or go on a trip? Son and I took a 2-week trip to Canada in a canoe last year. And the daughter went to Panama for a Spanish immersion trip this year.
You know, and that's fantastic.
Yeah,
we talk all the time on this program about life experiences, and those are great life experiences. I mean, that's a great way to do it.
I would take the travel over a party if I was a kid.
And then, personally, for sure. I would too.
Yeah. I would too. Did grandma and grandpa
remember that forever?
So. Yeah. Hey, did grandma and grandpa, aunts and uncles, and godparents and close friends and relatives still give your daughter and son a little something, something?
Well, they're doing fine. You know, I mean, we didn't have a party for them.
I know, but did they send money or did they send cash in envelopes or checks?
Well, grandma and grandpa helped them out a little, sure,
yeah,
at high school graduation.
But that's it? Just grandma and grandpa, no one else?
Well, yeah, that's it.
Yeah, because you're not.
Thanks for the call.
Right, yeah, appreciate the phone.
A lot of times, uncles, aunts, your brothers and sisters and Debbie Sue's brother, they would send something, I would think.
Right.
Sure.
Okay, the hog, graduation parties.
Graduation parties, yes.
Yes, as in you like them? You throw them?
I love going to them. I don't like having them, but I want to talk about macaroni salad at graduation parties.
Please, go ahead.
People are skimping on the macaroni salad. They're filling it up with stuff that we don't want, like cucumbers and carrots and olives. I want to see the pepperoni and the little chunks of cheese in the macaroni salad.
Borna, was anything skimped on at this party food?
Now, you didn't have macaroni salad.
Yeah, he did. He had pasta salad.
Okay, maybe it was gone by the time I got there, because I got there late. Yeah. No, I didn't think, even getting there late, I was fine. I was just off the air asking Joe about his mustard chili pasta recipe. I don't know if his wife Carrie makes, which is delicious.
Let's ask caller, if you go to parties, do you put $25 or more than $25 in the envelope?
I put 25. I put less than 25 usually. I put 20. It's high school. Everyone
and you're bitching about the food that you're getting? Come on,
that's what I was going back to the beginning. I'm going, as a buffet.
And I go, man, that's low
you're
to me.
You're getting booze, you're getting food, you're getting,
That's
fireworks
a cheap
show at ours.
Yeah. I kind of treat it like going to a wedding.
Show? We had a fireworks show.
I need to go to better graduation party.
There you go. Appreciate the phone
call. You need a fireworks show. Okay, 414-799-1029. Bitch to Mitch, graduation parties. Do you not like them? Do you wish they would go away? You're not going to throw them for your kids? We want to hear about it. It's 1029 The Hog.
Joe and Borna. According to this, you're both idiots.
1029 The Hog.
It's Bitch to Mitch, graduation parties. Would you throw one? Are you going to ever throw one again? What do you think?
So I graduated 6 years ago, 2012, and my parents gave me just a family graduation party, and then with the money that I got from that party, I was given the option to throw a party for my friends that I would foot the bill for.
What did you choose?
Interesting.
What was that?
What did you choose to do?
I chose to just take the money and use it for school.
Yeah, so
smart.
I enjoyed having my family around. I can see my friends all summer,
absolutely,
right? I don't need all that extra stuff for friends, especially if I'm footing the bill for
it. Right. How much money do your friends ever spend on you?
Exactly.
I mean, come on.
Exactly.
Yeah.
No doubt.
No, I like that. I like that angle.
That's good philosophy. I like that.
Good call there. All right. The Hog, Bitch to Mitch, what do you think about graduation parties?
Well, I think I had them for my kids. My daughter just graduated 8th grade, and we had a graduation party for her, and I have a son graduating next year, and I plan on having a party for him, too.
Yeah, see, now, I didn't know this is this 8th grade graduation. It's a, no, but it started up, I'm going to guess, 7 to 10 years ago is when parents somehow got together in,
thanks for the
in a roundabout way and did that.
Not us.
Graduate.
I remember graduation parties for 8th grade.
I remember going to a friend's 8th grade
really?
Graduation party as an eighth, as a fellow 8th grader, fellow right, graduating 8th grader.
What are you graduating
no,
at
you're
that
not.
Point in
but
time?
But my school was a whole thing. There was a ceremony and there was, you didn't have cap and gown, but you put a tie on that day and they did it in the gym and they called your name.
Wow.
And I didn't understand it then. I thought it was kind of dumb too.
Again.
Just going to high school.
Only middle school.
Look, to each their own. I'm not going to tell somebody don't throw a party. But having the grandparents or whatever, you go out for pizza or do something fun, and hey, you're done with 8th grade, you're starting high school.
Yep.
Sure.
I think
if you invite me to an 8th grade graduation party, I will certainly come by, but I don't know that you're getting the card and the gift for an 8th grade graduation.
I think it spoils a kid to show them that every little achievement in life you get rewarded
you
for.
Need it.
Eighth grade, you better make it or you're going to get punched in the back of the head.
You got problems if you can't get it. Get out of eighth grade. The Hog, graduation parties. What do you think for Bitch to Mitch?
I think we got disconnected. I was talking about my daughter. We had an eighth grade graduation party for her, and I plan on getting one for my son who graduates high school.
Okay.
And, I mean, I liked it when I graduated high school. I enjoyed having a graduation party. I think it's just fun for me. I throw parties because I like to have parties.
Yeah, right. Yeah. You could if you're an entertaining throwing person, but the eighth grade thing, there, I don't.
Throwing a party because you like to throw parties. That's fine. Yeah. That's what we just said about the whole eighth grade thing. We didn't get disconnected. We cut you off.
Which are good. Thanks for calling.
And thanks for calling. But that's all right.
We don't agree. I don't agree with eighth grade graduation parties.
But again, to each their own. She likes
certainly.
To throw parties. That's fine.
Everybody treats their kids differently.
Yes.
Everyone's an individual parent.
Right.
I would never tell them not to do it, but I would never do it.
Yeah.
Should I answer this, or does she think we got disconnected again?
Let's do one more. Why not? Let's see.
The Hog, welcome to the program. What do you think about graduations?
Hi. So I had a graduation party, but I kind of my older sister had dropped out of her sophomore year and decided that it would be a good idea to get her GED 1 week before my actual graduation. So I had to share my graduation party with her.
Wait, she was younger?
She was older.
No, she was older, didn't graduate high school.
No, she shouldn't get one, Joe.
That's a dinner. Okay, you completed high school, but no, never should have horned in on your big year.
Exactly.
That's your graduation.
That's right.
You put the 4 years in, you did it.
Were your parents separated at that time?
They were.
Man, that's... So you got ripped off totally. Mom or dad, whoever, was going to throw it. And then dropout GED girl. Is it a sister?
No, wait.
Yeah.
Is it your sister? Dropout GED girl then goes, oh my God, I got my GED. Now, I think you get punished for getting a GED.
No. You don't do it on time.
You don't
get the full party.
Punished. All right. You don't get punished.
The call.
But I don't think, I think she got screwed. I think
she did.
Yeah,
totally screwed.
Totally.
Back off, bitches. At ease, bitch.
That was a fun Bitch to Mitch. Mitch, now does it change your attitude about throwing your son Nick next year a graduation party, high school graduation party?
Debbie Sue can do whatever she wants. I just want her to be happy.
You don't care that you'll probably lose money, even though it's a joint. Maybe you won't if it's a joint family thing
We do. Maybe we can do four kids. We can really. But I don't care. I would probably hang on. I like a lot of the dads, a lot of the parents. There's some really cool
you
moms.
Have a party. A
couple of single moms in that neighborhood that have kids. I'll enjoy the party. As far as the cash, I actually don't. I honest to God don't want to know what she's going to spend. I don't.
I will tell you after.
I don't.
After going to Joe's, the fireworks show was good. So if you're inviting me, I kind of want a fireworks show if I'm going to yours.
I'll
next
spend
year.
My own money on the fireworks, and Debbie can spend family money on all the other crap.
All right, Bitch to Mitch, brought to you by Zoe's Vicious Circle Custom Tattoos and Piercings. For more info and locations, visit zvctattoo.com. Let's play 5 at 5 next.